Okay, a little tefillah thought to help us pray with a little bit more kavana. Every day in our prayers we say, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora. That's what we're up to in our Shmona Esrei explanation. The God who is great, powerful, and awesome. This is actually a quote from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? So I read a beautiful explanation by the Iyun Tefillah. When we say the word Gadol, we're referring to God's kindness, and that expressed itself when He created the world. When we say the word Gibor, we're talking about His power, and that expressed itself with the creation, with the Exodus from Egypt, when God showed His power and took the Jewish people out of Egypt. And finally, Nora refers to the splitting of the sea, where we saw the perfect harmony between Chesed and Gvura, which is Tiferes, which is when God beautifully, powerfully showed a blend of kindness and power. And specifically, the Gibor, I forgot to mention, refers to and God separated between the Egyptians and the Jews at Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is a perfect explanation of what Gvura is, when you're not just giving kindness to everyone, but there's a kindness which has focused and which is sometimes having to be strong and not so nice to one group for the sake of the other. So that's Gvura. So that's a nice meditation to think about. Hakel Gadol Gibor Vanora, creation of the world, splitting, taking us out of Egypt, and then splitting in the sea is a perfect harmony. And one last thought about this. The Gemara says how originally Moshe Rabbeinu gave this praise to God, but different prophets took out the praise of God. Daniel said, the Jewish people are in exile. How can we refer to them as Gadol? Where's God's Vura? I mean, it is Gibor. And Yirmiyahu referred to God as, he said, I don't see God's greatness. Where is God in the world? So he gave him the other praises. Now, Anshei Knesset Gdola says, we have to be able to praise God even when we don't see it. And so they restored us to praise God in the full manifestation, full way, even when we don't see it. And that is what we do, and that is how we live as Jews. We have our full faith in the wonderfulness and the greatness of God, even if we can't always see it with our physical eyes. Okay, I hope that was an inspiring little thought to help your Shmona Esrei for today.